want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show, and joining Andy and I is researcher Patrick Jordan. And Patrick, as we went into the break, you covered a bunch of things there, and I was feverishly taking notes during the commercial break. But you alluded to something, I'll put it in my terms, collapse of the ecosphere or biosphere. Did I hear that correctly?
That's the pattern.
Before we go back,
what's going on.
Let me interject this real quick. And Annie, feel free to jump into this. Annie and I have had several discussions, a couple brief ones on air, but some real intense discussions about this off air. You've got chemtrails, you've got military war games destroying the coastline, you've got the Fukushima event, you've got the ramifications of the Gulf oil spill event. It does seem as if something is transforming this planet.
And why? Because if we think that there is an enemy out there, and I like to call them demons in skins, because they look like us. But it seems that they thrive on everything that is toxic and infectious. Because why, if this blue ball hanging in space is the only planet that we know of that has, and you have to say it in quotes, intelligent life, why would you soil your own nest and pollute it? Unless you actually thrived on those toxins and infectious diseases. That's why I brought up the term shadow biosphere. And people that know me, Dave, know that I have science references to back up these, what seems to be outrageous claims. There are extremophiles that live on this planet that can take temperatures near boiling. They can live in high salt environments. They can live miles below the surface of the earth with no sunlight and eat sulfur instead of metabolize and respirate with sulfur instead of oxygen. Okay? There are paradigms for life forms that live on things that would kill us. And when I'm looking at the collapse of this biosphere, I live out here in farm country, and everything is GMO. Everything is sprayed chemicals, whether it's fungicides, herbicides, or pesticides. And I look at pathogenic bugs that have come from the farmer's field into my organic garden, and they just sit there. They're so sick they can't even eat. I'm actually seeing the biosphere break down. When my squash plants have all male flowers and can't even produce fruit, the biosphere is breaking down. I'm seeing it on a daily basis out here.
I'm seeing it too, but I don't know about other beings, but what I would buy into quite readily would be antidotes for these things that are coming, because you're right, why would they soil their own nest? And soon I will have completed, and I'd say in the next 6 weeks, my series on the Gulf, which shows it was a premeditated act, and all you have to do is follow the money. I'll show why. But I'll also demonstrate about the toxic effects of Corexit that are spreading through the entire North American region. It's affecting the food chain. I'll let me back up. It's destroying the food chain. Why would anyone engage in this is beyond me. But it was purposeful, and they had to have known what the implications were going to be. Fukushima, well, okay, maybe it is as we were told it was, but the people sure are not being warned, and there's being nothing to mitigate the damage. We should be avoiding fish. We should be taking iodide pills. We should be doing something. And when we come back from the break, we're going to continue this thinking and explore more. But, Patrick, I want to really jump back into the vaccines issue as well, too. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Patrick on the other side.
Did you know
know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
There's a bad moon on the rise. There's no question about that. And here joining to tell Annie and I about that bad moon is Patrick Jordan, a renowned researcher on vaccines and other things. And Patrick, I was wondering if you heard Tina Garcia when she said that she had documentation that the flu vaccine is being combined with the basic ingredient which comprises Lyme disease.
Taking feverish notes, Dave, and see, key words will get you there. The key word here is chimera. And let me draw all these little silks of the spider web together towards the center. You were also talking about plague. Now, the pox virus is considered a very large outer shell. And if you can husk out the contents of that outer shell, and I like to use farm words, and duct tape in other proteins or nuclear material from other organisms, you can actually put plague. I'm doing this from memory because, you know, I was preparing notes for the show. You can put plague, which is a bacterium, into the pox shell. So it's kind of like the cream filling in a Twinkie. And so these are called chimeras. And when Tina was talking about this admixture of a flu virus and the Lyme's spirochete. The spirochete is it runs the fine line between a rickettsia, which is a very, very small bacterium, and what they actually call bacteria, which are large, but they're all in this spiral form. But when you expose them to antibiotics, which I believe antibiotics are a weapon to make these organisms shed their outer coating so they can become intercellular parasites and nearly irremovable from conventional means. Because if you take more antibiotics, what does it do? It makes more shed their outer coating and go stealth. So currently, you know, I'm a student of Dr. Rebecca Carley. I am currently taking the homeopathic Lyme's remedy with good results. And I concur with Tina's opinion that this stuff is ubiquitous, okay? Because my experience, your experience, and her experience, and the places that we've been, I've been around the world, would dictate that perhaps, statistically, we all would not have been exposed to these agents unless they were weaponized. Now, I want to give you something for my new books. By the way, all the links to all the material that I'm going to be talking about, vaccinefraud.com is my new website.
Okay.
Vaccinefraud.com. You can find my books and free PDFs of things that I want to cite here when we get into the vaccine topic with respect to the World Health Organization memos, free as PDFs, important stuff here. The USDA, in my researches, pops up every time there are investigations to things in nature and the other side. What, you know, I have no spiritual, religious leanings or background. I'm a mechanist. Think that the machine must work or it goes to the scrap heap. I call them demons because it's convenient. They weaponize everything. Everywhere you find the USDA, you find the flip side of the coin of whatever their research they uncovered, it has been weaponized. The USDA had the Plum Island Animal Disease Center. Plum Island is the place from which the Lyme's organism was supposedly created and then disseminated.
Patrick, I have a question. This is Annie.
Hi, Annie.
Hi. Okay, they, quote, are geoengineering everything on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you bring in transhumanism, what's going to be left? What's going to be left? What's the end game?
Tree man. I'm so glad because, you know, one of the themes that I heard Dave trying to elicit was, is this a sexually transmitted disease? Well, the Borrelia is a spirochete. It's in the family of syphilis. And syphilis is something that Jenner was giving everybody when he was spreading that unknown cow pus around, because a lot of animals, horses and cows, can have the syphilis. Tree man is something you put in a search engine for ABC's, that's the television call letters, medical mystery. What is being expressed in this young man from Indonesia that had an immune system disorder is what they're shooting into you with Gardasil. Once you see this horrific, almost demonic form of a transformed human being, that is what the human papillomavirus is. It turns people into monsters. And so the end game is, they have some plan. I am not privy to that, but I know that they are putting into us, with the insane numbers of vaccines they're shooting into kids, nearly every disease organism known on this planet. Now, why would you do that unless you were Frankensteining something together to build something within the human being as if it were the husk, and you were making a chimera inside of the human shell.
Yeah, Patrick, that's an excellent point, because when we had Cassandra Anderson on the show, we had a real lengthy conversation about this off the air, but on the show she made the point that Venture, who mapped the human genome, supposedly, has now partnered with Monsanto, the home of GMOs, and if they have their way, all foods will be GMOs. I don't think that partnership is a mere coincidence along this vein.
What is the first thing that he did when he went private? He looked at the minimal genome project. What is the basic, essential protein coding structures for a living organism? And what he did was take two of the mycoplasmas, these extremophiles that I've been talking about, that were weaponized by Merck in the 1940s. The U.S. corporation, I don't call it a government, and governmente in Latin means to steer the mind, that's mind control. They wanted an organism that would disable, isn't that just what Tina was talking about, and an organism Absolutely. That would kill. And out of that project came mycoplasmas. Those were the first two organisms that Venter had sequenced and then basically built up from the base pair chemistry. He invented them in a lab. And once you can invent something like that, that's a scaffold, that's a skeleton. You can hang anything else you want on that, and this ties directly into what Annie was saying. Once you have that basic skeleton, then you can build whatever you want, and now we're into transhumanism.
Let me draw another link here. What did the Tuskegee Airmen become infected with?
Exactly. Now, see, this is another clear pattern that reveals itself when you've been studying vaccines for like nearly 4 years straight. The two things that they target, they, meaning the people that engineer these weapons, and they are weapons, I can explain that very clearly on the air and if you read my next two books, the brain and the gonads. If you can control the thought processes of the target and the reproduction of the target, you pretty much have total control over that target. And, you know, most of the experiments were done on lab animals, so we're told. The entire world is their pool of experimental animals, and we are being attacked by weapons. The public health system, PHS, was started by the Marines, okay? We're talking maritime here, admiralty, vice admiralty, rear admiralty in the U.S. corporation. So health care began and remains a military establishment. So when we look at, you know, they're experimenting on us, well, of course they would, because we're considered the enemy and we're just test subjects for them to do whatever their end game is.
U.S. Code 50, Section 32.
Exactly. You're always
which covers military experimentation on human subjects and lays out the conditions under which you do not have to give informed consent if you're the military.
So let's take a look at some dates, Dave and Annie,
We got about a minute to the break.
Say again, please.
We got about a minute to the break, Pat.
Okay. In my microbiology text, it says Lyme's kind of appeared around 1975. I'm going to tell you again, go to vaccinefraud.com, the PDF section. You can get the two WHO memos, and we'll pick that up in a bit.
Very good lead into the break, Patrick. Thank you. We'll be back with Patrick Jordan and Annie after a word from these sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
And my feet fire!
At the bottom of the hour, we're going to take your calls on this topic, and you can reserve your spot by calling in now at 1-800-313-9443. And, Pat, you had requested earlier Tina Garcia's contact information. Tina was gracious enough to send this to me at your request. She has a website which can be reached at www.leaparizona.com. And Leap Arizona is all one word. So, again, that's www.leaparizona.com. Let me open this brief segment here with this following comment, because I see a universality here on the part of certain groups that have historical roots back into the 30s and 40s and sometimes even beyond that, because we recently had Patrick Wood on the show. And he laid out a history in which he demonstrated clearly that there was a group of global elite at that time, not as well organized and not as technologically advanced as they are today, but they wanted to control all energy, and they called themselves technocrats. Isn't it interesting that what you referenced here earlier started at about the same time frame? The Tuskegee Airmen experimented on in the same time frame with syphilis. It's interesting to see the convergence of multiple actions on different fronts, all with the same goal in mind, which is, what else can we say? Depopulation.
Well, you give me chills when I'm thinking about the co-option of energy. The hepatitis B shot that they give insanely to newborns. A newborn has no developed immune system, so it can't even mount what they promote as being an antibody response to it. They are simply injecting a self-assembling molecular machine into the body. We're back to Annie's transhumanism. Okay, the hepatitis B surface antigen is a protein that self-assembles. And I can speak to the monophosphorid lipid A that Tina was talking about and bring this all home for you. Okay?
Go ahead, please.
They take hearts of microorganisms now and use them for different purposes. And some of them are self-assembly. And that's your Borg if you're a Star Trek fan.
Oh my.
And some of them are the adjuvants to provoke an immune response, but that can only happen in an adult, can't happen in a baby. So why are they giving babies hepatitis B and tetanus and any other shots they feel like? Because even under their own terms, which are false, they're all lies, that's why it's vaccinefraud.com, it can't work, but even under their own terms, it could not work. So these adjuvants that Tina was talking about, monophosphorolipid A, is modified from the highly toxic endotoxin, that's an outside-produced toxin, from Salmonella typhi murium or Salmonella minnesota, like she had said. They knock out a phosphate group from the toxin to make it, quote-unquote, less toxic. And then you're going to love this, Dave, because you and I and Annie have talked about this before. They spin it up, meaning literally, you know, like putting it in a blender, spin it up with oil in water emulsion with squalene.
Yes.
Squalene is the thing that causes you autoimmunity against your own phospholipids in your own cells. So this is like a double hit to make sure that they get the job done.
Yeah, squalene was one of the prime adjuvants. I think MF59 was the other one, if I remember correctly, that was in the H1N1 vaccine.
Yep, one and the same. See, what they do, I call this the Babylonian name change. They'll call it one thing when it's the same thing. And squalene is one of those things that can be like a catch-all phrase for many different types of these phospholipids, but pretty much the M whatever it is, the 59 thing. And see, I don't even pay attention to that. I just know it's the same thing, different name. They also add a detergent to this. Now, I want to give you another website of some brilliant research, VacTruth, VacTruth.com. Whereas I'm vaccine fraud, Jeffrey that puts this together has done extensive research on the detergents and surfactants that are used also as adjuvants. And you were talking about the polysorbates, Dave.
Yes.
Tween 80 is a polysorbate. Triton X100 is another thing that he talks about. And nonoxynol 9, they put that in contraceptive creams.
Does that cause sterility?
Well, I'm not going to steal his fire. You can type in tween 80 and vactruth.com and pull up. He's got tons of articles on this stuff. It was used. Now, get this, because I'm a farm boy. I saw these cans of soybean oil sitting in the sheds when my neighbor was getting ready to spray his crops with pesticides. What is that? It says adjuvant on the label. Tween 80
so hiding out there,
adjuvant for DDT.
Hiding out there in plain sight, just like the crux of this poisoning gold. Stay tuned, Pat. We'll be back with more of your comments and your calls out there in the listening audience after a word from these sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
This guy must work for the government. Doesn't hear a word we're saying. Anyway, our special guest is Patrick Jordan, is also joining us on the line, is Annie DeRiso, our news director. And before we go to the phones, Annie, let me get your news director perspective on all this. What's your takeaway from what you've heard from Tina and from Pat?
Well, the two words, Georgia Guidestones, they just keep bouncing off my brain. They want to get rid of us. Turn us into a mutant with no brain, no reproductive system, so we're all gone.
Do either of you remember on Jesse Ventura's show regarding Plum Island how they found the extremely deformed human carcass in the ocean off of Plum Island?
Yeah.
Is that what's in store for us, Pat?
I don't know that we'll be around to even see that. See, the toxins and the diseases that they seem to be symbiotic with are the antithesis of what we consider to be life. So maybe they can husk us out as living beings and rewire us from the inside out and use us as androids. You know, it may seem that I'm being flippant, but in my books I can draw the lines of the technology that are emergent in the news. And you need to understand, because we're up against a military organization, they are 5 to 10 years in advance of any technology that we're aware of.
Oh, at least.
So
at
maybe
least.
Instead of building an android from scratch, which they are working on, they have built a working heart using 4 different cells in an inkjet printer adapted to depositing the cells in the proper configuration in a nutrient media. Okay? And so the X-Files is here. And I'm saying this was on the news. Okay? I don't make this stuff up. Everything I got is referenced. It was on the news, and if that's 5 to 10 years behind what this military construct is able to do, what are they growing in labs that we don't know about?
Excellent point. Well, let's go out to the lines and welcome Craig from Ontario. Hi, Craig. You're on the Common Sense Show.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and it's good to hear your voice on RBN again there, Patrick.
Oh, thank you.
I used to be on in the past. Just a quick question here. I mean, you just touched on something before you picked up my call about that. What are they developing these bodies for? Of course, that opens a whole esoteric thing about hosts for fallen angels and so on. But coming back to sort of more reality right now, should we stop donating blood to the Red Cross Society? Do you know if they're involved in all this stuff? Because I've heard people say they get a lot of their plasma and blood, we don't know where it ends up going. Have you ever heard anything to substantiate that question of mine?
Dave, did you want me to field this one?
Yeah, because I would have to say I don't know.
Okay. Where things medical and things commerce are concerned, I don't, because I'm hedging. I am. I'll tell you right out, I'm hedging. I don't want to invite trouble. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, stop donating, because all of a sudden the commerce police will be knocking on your door. Let me just suggest things that I have heard, that the Rockefellers originated the blood banking. Let me suggest things that I have experienced. When a family member needed blood, they would charge $50 if it came from their pool. If it came from me when I did donate, it cost $500. Very interesting. And so if it was up to me, as Dr. Carly always says, what I would do if I was you is there may be kits out there that you can get to harvest your own blood, and if you have a deep freezer that can go to zero or below, you can store your blood, as far as I understand it, just as well as they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my question was coming from in terms of, do we want to feed their machine, give them all the raw materials they need for...
very good. So you were thinking steps deeper than I was. I was just thinking in the practical, and you were thinking, I call this the long game. Yeah.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah, it's, it's an intriguing question. Patrick, what's your response to that? Do you think there is some kind of long-range endgame here that
Craig
is
referring to?
Well, let's
take a look at the facts on the ground. The military, again, folks, this is all about military occupation and a war that has been, is being and has historically been waged on you from the beginning, okay? You're in the middle of it, whether you want to be in combat or not, okay? The military was collecting heel stick blood smears from every newborn. I think this was in Minnesota or Michigan, one of the M states. And the state was, you know, like up in arms of what in the world is the military collecting mitochondrial DNA. Now, you need to understand that the mitochondrial DNA is passed through the female bloodline. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
And what we have here is an ability to classify people and call them, if necessary, if their genetic structure isn't what the Georgia Guidestones is saying that you want to reduce the population down to. It also gives you the advantage now that, you know, they've got the technology to to sequence human genomes. And Venter has built from scratch, literally, base pair generation, built from scratch, organisms that he had the computer code for. If they have your newborn's computer code, then this inkjet printer could print out a copy of you. I'm not being flippant. The technology exists currently. It just has to be scaled up. It's a scaling factor.
Patrick, it's larger than that. Newborns today are having their DNA taken from them. They're taking DNA samples.
Okay.
So that process, if that indeed is the end game, and I can't say that it is, but certainly the potential for that exists, that does bother me. You know, have either of you noticed, too, that, well, let me just tell this story. When we went out to San Diego over Labor Day weekend, we went to SeaWorld, and they wanted our fingerprints.
Wow.
Why does SeaWorld need to have your fingerprints? I asked them that question, and they didn't have a satisfactory answer. And I said, well, you can see my pass here. Here's my ID. I'm not giving you my fingerprints. But it bothers me tremendously that an organization like SeaWorld thinks they have the right to maintain your fingerprints. The answer they did give me was, so we can identify you the next time that you come back. And I said, well, if you really need to identify me, you could look at my driver's license. You're not entitled to my fingerprints. I said, what's next, a semen sample?
Wow.
I mean, this is absolutely ludicrous. Did either of you know about this?
Never heard of anything like that.
Wow.
But these monsters are so anal. They must micromanage everything. And this might be to their demise. Because there's a point where the animals are so hemmed in that even a rat will rear up when it's cornered and fight.
Okay. Well, Craig, we've got to move along. But I want to thank you for your call, and please call again. Let's go out to Roger in Kentucky. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Patrick Jordan and Annie.
Thank you for taking my call. Patrick, I have two questions about a couple of personal experiences I had. I noticed in the garden that everything is suddenly pretty much dead. There were some cabbage heads that just turned to black mush. The strange thing was that an area that was under a tree is the only thing that's left alive. Do you think this could be something that was in the air, one of the disease organisms you're talking about that's being released, or possibly one of the results of the radiation from Japan?
Interesting. Are you in an area where there is industrial agriculture?
No, and strangely enough, that relates to the second question. But no, the closest farms would probably be like 8 to 10 miles away.
Oh, that's close enough for my supposition. You know, this is just... I'm pulling this out of the air, literally. Roundup has been used by homeowners and farmers so much that it has actually corrupted the biosphere and created what they're calling sudden death syndrome. And out here they grow a lot of soybeans, and they're genetically modified soybeans. And the soybeans will grow up to a fully mature plant. They might set flowers. The flowers might set pods, and they will sit there green and not mature and then rot from a mold, Fusarium, that has become, it's been pushed into pathogenicity because of the overuse of Roundup. And they call this sudden death syndrome, where the growth is basically stunted at maturity, and then it just rots.
Okay, it would have had to have fallen out of the rain, I think, for the stuff under the tree that's shaded to still be, to have survived. That was what I thought was peculiar, was that whatever it was had to have been coming from the sky.
And see, these, I've got pictures in my book that's just been released of farmers that spray fields. and probably 80% of the material is airborne. It's aerosolized, and it can travel for miles. I have smelled chemicals 3 miles away downwind from the application. Okay, I got a sensitive sniffer, but you need to understand that, you know, hormone disruptors and these other vitamin inhibitors and just outright, you know, cellular toxins that they're spraying, the plant is also going to be able to perceive that and be affected by it miles downwind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your tree might have been an umbrella for something that was just, you know, at ground level but still airborne.
Okay. The second question is about a really bizarre experience I had with a horsefly. This was about 3 years ago. The horsefly attacked me like a rabid animal of some sort, bit me about 7 or 8 times.
Wow, sorry.
And I actually got a disease that I had to go to the hospital for, from a horsefly. I didn't even know they carried human transmittable diseases.
Well, here's the thing. I got bit on the forehead by some unknown insect, and it created the most insane welt, and it was painful. And, of course, your lymph system gets clogged wherever there is an attack like that. When I started taking the Lyme's homeopathic, and I'm not saying this relates to you at all, I'm just making an observation. When I started taking the Lyme's homeopathic, that injured area from that insect bite actually started to drain spontaneously. And so what we're looking at, Bill Gates wanted to turn, or wants to currently, wants to turn mosquitoes into what he calls flying syringes.
And yes, I've heard the same.
Malaria, okay? We don't know that places like Plum Island have developed a entire arsenal of insects that become the vectors, just like, you know, you have to look up World War II and what the Japanese did. They put plague and 8 other serious diseases into fleas and flies, and then they distributed them throughout China, and they actually tried to do the same thing in the United States by using balloons that would ballistically deliver their load over the continent.
I've heard that as well, too.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling, Roger. Let's try to squeeze in a real quick call here from Werner, calling in from New Brunswick. Hi, Werner. We just got a minute or two before the break, so what's on your mind?
Oh, I just listened there to the previous caller, and he mentioned about the rotting away of some vegetables there that were standing in the open, and the ones that were in the shade of the tree, they had survived. I've been documenting now for nearly 40 years the illegal dumping of pesticides, not just only on farmland, and the wiping out of, for several years, my garden, you know. And I think we should pay more attention to some of those flying cowboys, you know, that so innocently in their single-engine planes buzz around over areas.
Interesting point. Yeah, kind of like the mini version of chemtrails.
No, not chemtrails. What they are doing.
No, I just said a mini version, not exactly the same thing, but with the same nefarious kind of purpose, which is designed to depopulate.
As I say, destruction of field crops and so on, basically with the underlying agenda, you either farm the way the government tells you to farm, so you buy into the commercial agenda and into the Monsanto agenda, or we don't want you around. You're not putting enough money into our pockets when you want to produce right from the land in a sustainable way, in a traditional way.
Werner, you got my mind thinking Monsanto. Monsanto is genetically engineering corn that can withstand high amounts of aluminum. Now, aluminum, and you had talked about this, Dave, in the first hour, aluminum, whether it's shot into your body, inhaled, gets into your bloodstream, you eat it, whatever, will gel up your lymph system. This is the same alum that they use to make pickles hard. Okay, and so it gels up the fluid flow within a corn plant, and it will kill it. But they're engineering corn that can withstand high amounts of aluminum, and this goes to the chemtrail thing, where they're dumping thorium, which is dirtier than uranium. They're dumping barium. They're dumping aluminum. And who knows what else in the chemtrails, and it's getting into our biosphere. It's collapsing it.
What did they dump all on Vietnam?
Ah.
Good point.
You know, and it was 20 or 20 years ago, the Cubans, they shot two small planes down. Caused an international incident. And I contacted the Cuban authority, talked to the consulate general in Ottawa, and he said for years those planes are coming over from Florida and they were dumping chemicals on our field crops and killing off
These
our
good
field
points,
crops.
But Warner, we're up against the break. I'm sorry, we got to run. But thanks for the call. We'll be back to put a cap on this interview after a word from these sponsors.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I want to thank all of you for joining us tonight. A special thanks to Tina Garcia, who joined us on a moment's notice, as did Patrick Jordan. And Patrick, I really am appreciative of what you have brought to the show tonight. And in case that I'm sure many do, people want to follow your work, purchase your books, tell them how they can go about doing that.
Well, thank you, Dave. I always appreciate that. VaccineFraud.com is my new website. You can follow the links to get my books. And Dr. Carly and I are on Orion Talk Radio on Saturdays from 2 to 4 Central Time.
Okay, great. And you say you've got two new books that are come out. Do you have a time frame for that?
The first one is already released, and the second one I'm writing because when you uncover information like this, it's hard to know when to cut the last page because information is coming in right under the wire. If I could, I would like to add that in the WHO memo number 2, available at vaccinefraud.com in the PDF section, it says this: immunization of very young hybrids, these are mice, with single-stranded DNA can hasten the appearance of anti-nuclear antibodies and cause a fatal acceleration of, I'm going to paraphrase, kidney disease. Synthetic double-stranded RNA without adjuvant provokes the formation of anti-RNA and or anti-DNA complexes, and with adjuvant exacerbates kidney disease and forms complexes in the kidneys. Now, to tie this all the way back to the Gardasil and Cervarix, the mainstream media is saying that these vaccines are contaminated with DNA. Folks, you can't make a vaccine that doesn't have DNA or RNA in it. So it's an oxymoron to say that it's contaminated. These are weapons. They've known since 1972 that it will cause autoimmunity. This was the topic that Tina had brought us in with. Okay? So don't be looking to any particular ingredient in a vaccine. All vaccines are weapons. The public health system was developed by the military. Like you said, Dave, Title 50, we are the enemy. We need a plan to get out from underneath this occupation.
Well, I appreciate that, Patrick, and hopefully we can keep shining the light of day on this nefarious conspiracy. And I want to thank you for joining us here on the Common Sense Show on such short notice.
Love you guys. Thank you, Dave.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, Pat. Patrick Jordan, ladies and gentlemen. Annie, you know, back in the old days, a few years ago, I would have rejected all of this biowarfare, including even what Randy Sykes and Jerry Leonard and Dr. Garth Nicholson have brought to the table. I would have rejected all this. I would have said this is Looney Tunes conspiracy stuff. But 8 years ago, I thought FEMA camps were a myth. And as I looked at the data that's been brought forth by researchers on these vaccines, such as Patrick and Tina Garcia and Randy Sykes, the conclusion's inescapable, Annie, and it's frightening to think that we live in such an evil world where people are so bent on their evil ways and depopulating the planet. But it doesn't get any better next week. Annie, you know what we have? We have a show on brainwashing. We're going to be joined by Jeff Warrick, who's just produced a documentary film that opened up 2 weeks ago, and it talks about how we are being programmed to inaction and to believe things that aren't true. So, Annie, I'm sure that our listening audience is not going to want to miss this.
No, anyway, I agree.
It's time for us to say goodnight.
My brain is burning from tonight.
Yeah,
good night, everybody.
We got to run. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Go out and have a great week. God bless.